Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
I am a veteran television actor. I'm a corporate keynote speaker and I'm a three-time published author, but also the owner and founder of an organization called the Actors Network.
Awesome. And what is your name?
Kevin E. West.
Perfect. Because love it there, Kevin. Question number two, Kevin E. West, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing to me is the fact that it's a collective. I get that we have different business models, but when you actually get to work business to business, you get a sense of not just what, you know, some metric is about your sales, but also what's going on in your community and your industry.
Absolutely. Question number three for Kevin E. West, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Yeah, in the entertainment industry of business, it is noise. Noise, mixed messages, and confusion. Our industry, from a business standpoint, is very fluid, and it's incredibly noisy with a lot of misinformation.
There, I agree. Getting through all the noise is very important for a lot of businesses. I agree there. Kevin E. West. I'm going to keep saying your name because it's amusing me, by the way.
Feel free.
There we go. So, Kevin E. West, question number four. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry like yourself should be on the On Fire B2B podcast?
Absolutely. You should call Mr. Paul Jackson from iRide LA here in Los Angeles. It's a concierge limo entity. And then also a dear friend of mine, Hetty Popson, who owns Productions Plus out of Dallas. Those are two On Fire owners of companies.
I will look them up when we're done here. You're ahead of schedule because you have 7 minutes and 26 seconds left. So Kevin E. West, question number five. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
One of my biggest things about that, Bob, is the fact that I recognize and understand that we all have a business model. We all work in a certain aspect of an industry. But just looking at a model to me has never been the thing. And maybe it's partly because I am a performer and a speaker as well as a business owner. But when you really look at a model, I think that we need to spend a little more time actually trying to get to understand the personality and the character of a business you may engage with, as opposed to just what it is that they do or whatever model that they're associated with whether it's a florist or a restaurant or a paper company or anything else. As a corporate speaker, you get asked to speak at different events or different locations. And one of the things that comes out of that a lot is the conversation about content marketing. Mm-hmm. And the idea of content marketing is fine because it's very common. I mean, we're all busy taking selfies and that sort of thing. But at the same time, there's a reason why some content marketing falls flat and why some of it's successful. And I think a lot of that answer for what you do with content marketing falls into the category of just looking at something that's in an industry or just looking at the actual model of something rather than what the actual core character and personality of that particular business is. And when you're doing business to business stuff, whether it's city, community, local, state, country, or even internationally, I still think that it applies. And so that's one of the biggest things that it makes me feel strongly in terms of advice for business to business is spending more time. It doesn't mean you have to get to know every single key person in upper management or executive level at the company, but maybe get to know them a little bit more than just, you know, what the business exchange is, a little bit more about them as a person.
Right. Absolutely. I 100% agree. Cause I know that there's certain, for like clients that I have, I know there's certain things mentally that they say or do that I know if they're going to be an easy client or more difficult client. I totally get it there. Also, to talk about content marketing, I know so many people that have such a big audience, but they're broke AF. So I totally agree. I totally agree that when you're doing content, even anything, there's thinking more about the, you know, basically the characteristics of the people you're going for, not just the industry.
You just used broke AF. This has to be like a hashtag.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I say AF because I try not to cuss on this podcast. I mean, I allow guests to. So if you started dropping the F bomb, I would change AF to whatever it is. But
I won't.
You get what I'm saying.
Absolutely. And again, it's part of the issue of, if you don't have a sense, along with just familiarity, I mean, unfortunately, familiarity breeds a certain degree of connection and confidence. And business to business, if you deal with somebody, it's like, it doesn't mean you have to go deep and get way into someone's life or try to be more of a friend than you really should be. But just having a sense of somebody gives you an idea of how they may look at their business differently than the same type of business that's down the street from them. So I'm just a huge advocate of that.
I am a huge advocate too. Actually, since we have a little bit of time, can I give you a perfect example of my business?
Yes, sir.
I have one client who is, he is not a problem client by any stretch of imagination, but he's requiring more handholding because he's asking lots of questions. And so I know when I'm on the phone with him, I have to be very slow, really go over every little detail of what we're doing, what the plan is. And it was funny. He actually, last time we talked, he said, you know, I'm sorry that I'm the problem client. I'm like, you're not. Because one, you're asking questions instead of insisting that I'm wrong. You're being, you know, that part too. And two, you acknowledge that you're taking more time, but that's okay. We're good. I'm like, that part there.
And that's communication. I mean, in my keynote speaking for corporations, I'm the communication entrepreneur. So I'm a big person on preparation and also asking questions because I live my life by the four agreements. And one of them is don't assume.
Yeah,
the more questions you ask, the less you're assuming.
Absolutely love it. Let's get to question number six. Kevin, this is the most important question of the podcast. Focus.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your first time.
My first time. And my first time, I'm going to go to the first movie that I booked, Bob. And it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But it was called Made in Heaven with Timothy Hutton and Kelly McGillis. And I think, I don't jump that high, but I'm pretty sure I hit my head on the ceiling when I got that phone call. Because I was very young and it was very early into my career. But also my first book, which was published 4 years ago, was also a really terrific first. And it's just a sense of you're busting your butt and you finally got a certain amount of confirmation that you're not completely clueless about what you're trying to do.
Right. Yeah. Love it. That is an awesome story there. Kevin, you have 2 minutes. Kevin E. West, you have 2 minutes and 37 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or sense the best know when to be concise and when to end. We get in early. Go.
Yes. Well, I'm simply going to say that you like saying Kevin E. West, but my Twitter and Instagram is at the Kevin E. So that's the easiest place to find me or look me up. But also in terms of just the general climate and that sort of stuff that we're all facing, I want to know where you're sitting.
Where am I sitting? I'm currently sitting at my office in my house.
And your house, pardon me? Your house is in what location?
Oh, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Ah, it's awesome.
Yes.
Just had a dear friend moved to Denver with a new job.
I am planning on moving to Denver soon myself, you know, after everything calms down. Mm-hmm. And because I tease people that if you live in Colorado Springs and you're in your late 30s and never been married and you're still single, they think you're unclean.
That's the unclean part of that is my favorite part for a place like Colorado Springs, which is just a genius place to live.
It is a great place to grow a family. Horrible place if you're in your late 30s and single.
Okay, so we have to go to Denver then, Bob. That's where we're going.
That's where I'm going to move to one of the suburbs of Denver by the end of the year.
Outstanding. I do have a new book that just came out called Politics in a Word, part of my Kevin's Dictionary series, and you can find it at titletown.com. It's my publishing place, and so it's a lot of fun. It's not your standard politics thing, so I want to mix that in.
There we go. Love it. You pulled it off, Kevin E. West. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best of when to be concise and when to end. Website, say it.
KevinEWest.com.
I that's a shocker for me. I didn't expect that one. So there we go. There we go. Kevin E. West, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Complete pleasure, Bob.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.